As you know, there will be 34 women who make the team today. We have a lot of talent in this room. I wish I could pick all of you. And I know probably many of you don't believe that, but I simply can't. So as much as I try...
My name is Isabella Torbiano, and this is my first time trying out.
My name is Paige Bennett, and this is my fourth year auditioning.
My name is Ashley Burke, and this is my ninth time auditioning for the New England Patriots cheerleaders.
I'm Jenna Cloutier, and I just finished my rookie year, hopefully going into my second year as a vet.
My name's Kayla Brunson, and this is going to hopefully be my third year.
On three, NEPC. One, two, three.
NEPC!
If you had asked me 4 years ago, would you be trying out for the Patriots? I would be like, absolutely not.
I've always grown up wanting to be on the sidelines of Gillette.
For me, it's a dream come true to be a New England Patriots cheerleader.
Being part of a team is really what drives me as a dancer.
As an adult, you don't always get to be on a team of this caliber.
And the last Patriots cheerleader for 2017.
We have a very long process here with the New England Patriots. So we start with an optional workshop in February, which leads into our preliminary auditions, followed by a bunch of interviews, final auditions, and then a 2-week boot camp before the final squad is announced in April. I just feel for us, what works for us best is to get to know the ladies a little bit better. The first day of auditions is preliminaries, and typically how it starts is you come in, you sign in for your day, you get assigned a number.
On the left, and they'll give you your number down there.
Thank you. As a returning cheerleader, we don't participate in the preliminary round, so we get to kind of work it, help out. Tracy will give us different tasks to do, and we get to watch.
You ladies excited? Yes.
What are we looking for today? We're representing the 5-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. So you pretty much have to be amazing in every way. This is the Patriots, this is football, this is super, super fun, pun intended. All right? Good luck.
They've been starting with the freestyle round. So it's cool to get out there and just do what you're comfortable with in your own style and kind of let those nerves run out right away before you start learning the choreography.
You kind of got surprised with what song you were going to dance to, and then you really kind of just improvised your routine.
They came in and they performed just anything that they could do, and it was awesome. Like, we got to see some of their cheer background. Some girls have a heavier dance background, so we got to see that. It was just great to see their style come out.
Great job with freestyle, and we'll see you in a little bit. Thank you.
See, at this point, everyone is just a number.
The way that I describe our team is that we're looking for just pieces of a big, beautiful puzzle. So 1 year, you know, a candidate may not be the right fit for the puzzle that year. It really depends on the pool of talent that comes in the door. You know, the puzzle has to be unique. It has to be diverse. It has to be just a mix of personalities and talents.
Yep.
So that piece of the puzzle, they might not be the right fit 1 year, and they could be the perfect fit the next year. And every year it's different.
I'm looking forward to hopefully making it through and finishing out strong and learning some new choreo and getting one step closer to becoming a Patriots cheerleader.
Yeah, nervous. I mean, there's so many talented girls and beautiful and different sizes and shapes, so, like, it's definitely a little bit intimidating. But, I mean, it just shows, like, how cutthroat and, like, what they really want. Like, this is big. This is it.
You're going to come over towards the left for 5, 6, hold 7, swing this right arm up, 8, 1. And that's the end.
We look for so much in these candidates. That's why it's also very hard to make the team. They need to be a great dancer. They need to have a great personality. They need to be engaging. They need to be friendly. They need to be kind. And, you know, any one of those qualities would be great. Trying out for this team, we're looking for women who have all of that. It's a big ask, and we're looking definitely for overachievers. They're out there because we get a great team every year.
The nerves. Oh my God, they never get easier. I mean, it's my fourth year and I'm still just as nervous as I was the first time, but they're good nerves. It's so exciting. You're auditioning for the biggest stage in the world right now.
How many 12s do we have? 28. 28. Okay, so I'm gonna take the 12s.
It means everything just to be in front of all those people and I guess wear the Patriots logo and be representing something so much greater.
All right, let's go make some days out here.
Do it.
The following ladies have made it to final auditions. 102, 105, 112, 116.
One takeaway for every girl that didn't make it again is just, you know, if it's not your year this year, it could be your year next year.
252.
You know, never lose sight of the fact that if you didn't make it, it doesn't mean that you weren't amazing. Just means that somebody else brought a little bit more to the table in one area.
302. Congratulations.
I didn't know it was going to be this intense.
A little came in a little bit naive. I mean, I took classes, but still. A little bit preparing. And then maybe next year.
You never know.
I'll be back for sure.
See ya.
My name is Isabella Tribbiano. I go to Boston College. I'm a junior, and I'm studying applied psychology and human development on a pre-medical track. I'm a first-generation college student, so none of my family's gone to school. My dad's from Italy, and my mom didn't even complete college, so just in terms of family values, going to school is really important. And for me personally, with what I want to do one day, I'm going to be in school for a long time.
I'm Jenna Cloutier. My day-to-day profession is actually an electrical engineer for a regional power company, and it's in strategy and performance.
My name's Kayla Brunson. When I'm not cheering, I work at an insurance company full-time. It's really important to me to have a career and be able to do Patriots because I think it's a good sense of time management. I also think it's important to me to be able to show that we can do both of that because you can.
My name is Paige Bennett. So my day-to-day, I work at a financial services firm. I went to Bentley University. I majored in finance and minored in information design and corporate communication.
Foxwoods this year is where we're hosting final auditions and it's open to the public, so kind of like a pageant style. So the ladies are really excited, their families are really excited, and I hope the people in the public are excited too, the fans who want to come and see the audition. We'll just announce the boot camp finalists that night. So it's really final auditions, but not final yet.
Over 450 women auditioned, and tonight we have 93 women.
Wow.
At the end of this, we'll find out the 60 finalists going to cheer boot camp.
I'm super excited. I think it's going to be a great night. I'm super excited about the new format. It's going to be like pageant style, which is kind of new. It hasn't been like that in the past.
Feeling great. I'm nervous, but excited, nervous. The butterflies are hitting, but much more excited than anything else.
No, it's good.
I woke up not nervous. I'm just excited. I brought my mom here today. She's kind of my good luck charm, and she calms me down. So she's had the excited energy, and I'm just taking a step back and just, like, preparing mentally, physically, getting ready.
Maybe we should bring out the ladies.
Right. Do it. Let's hear it.
I can tell you how the crowd energy is. I think I heard some screams, but I think I was just concentrating on, like, I need to make sure I'm putting on a swimsuit because I'm number 9, so I need to make sure I was ready.
We wear bikinis to the beach, so if we're in public and we can wear them there, we can do it out here. I'm actually more nervous about wearing my heels than I am wearing my bikini, if I'm going to be honest. But other than that, I'm just excited.
It's super tight.
So now it's time to bring the ladies back on stage, one at a time, so they can show you their grace, their poise, and their confidence. And listen closely to their vibes, because you're going to learn that there's much more to see here than just a pretty face.
If you were to ask anyone what the stereotype is of a cheerleader or an NFL cheerleader, you know, they would think beauty, no brains, and it's just not true. They just obviously haven't met a Patriots cheerleader, because there is pure substance to every single one of them.
Currently attending Harvard University for her master's in business management.
A lot of people say cheerleaders might not be bright, but it's definitely not true. I mean, most of these girls are out there working with full-time jobs. You know, they're nurses, they're teachers, and they fit this into her schedule, and I think that's pretty amazing.
So now we're going to be waiting to hear the judges' deliberations and figure out who goes to boot camp. I feel good. I mean, I went out there. I did all that I could do. I feel like I left it all on the stage. So I'm feeling good. Very hopeful.
I am extremely nervous. Extremely nervous. Definitely kind of just want to find out. But also, I could wait an hour. That'd be okay.
We now have the 60 names. Okay, so the following women will advance to boot camp. Number 42, Paige Tech. Number 43, Ashley Burke.
Nice job, girl.
Number 45, Kayla Brunson.
Okay.
Number 48, Taylor Choco. Number 49, Cassie Cornwell. Number 86 is Anella Tropiano. And number 94, Joanne Fairman. Congratulations, ladies.
So these are your 60 finalists for the 2017 Patriots Cheerleading Squad.
Tracy just made her final cut before boot camp, so there are 60 finalists now that are going to boot camp. And I'm really excited because I made it.
I made it.
I just made it to boot camp, so I'm super excited. Hasn't really processed yet.
I made it to boot camp. Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting. I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to boot camp and to see what's going to happen there.
Oh my
Seven
God.
Years later.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Cheerleaders are much more than just pretty faces. When you peel back that initial layer, they're fearless little girls that pursued that dream.
You know, in everyone's life, everybody says, I just want this. I want it so bad, I'm going to get it. And you read things like that all the time. Everybody says, if you want something bad enough, you'll get it. I don't believe that for one single minute. I think that's a nice thing to think, but it's not true. Okay, what is true is if you want something bad enough, you have to work for it. You have to plan it out. You have to plan it out thoroughly and commit to it every single minute. So look around this stadium, and I know that you're here. Look around. It's beautiful, right? Something that you all want to be a part of. So now make that wish again to yourself. Make that wish. And along with that wish, focus on your plan, okay? So right now, do that.
Just sitting there with all the girls and you know that you're all wishing for the same thing, it is motivating because it really makes you think about how bad you want this and what you're going to do if you make the team. I kind of wanted to cry. I felt like linking arms with everyone was like, oh, this is like really what it's like to be part of this team and be part of a sisterhood.
We'll play the music, we'll run all the dances. So in the order that you guys have learned them, and you have to do all four in a row. So with all of your physical training that you've done, you'll easily be able to get through four routines because you'll easily be able to get through a 3.5 hour game. All right, so everyone else come back this way to cheer on your teammates.
Boot camp, the whole idea is really designed to give the women a feel for what it would be like if they actually were to be on the team.
Boot camp is 4 days for the dancers and 2 days for the promotional model candidates.
The boot camp workouts and the physical aspect of it is where you really see the heart and the drive and the determination of yourself and the girls around you.
Today was a lot. I mean, I knew it was going to be definitely strenuous, but I didn't know today that by halfway through the day, my legs were going to be sort of giving out on me and I was going to have to keep pushing forward.
All right, come on, ladies.
They are not being judged on how fast they learn. They are being judged on how they react to their ability to learn.
Okay, let's try again. Arms down, right arm up, and over. All right, you ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2.
We've made it this far, so we've already stood out in some capacity. So now it's just finding what makes us sparkle next to the other girls, but you also kind of want to look uniform.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Your kick should be as high as you can get them every time. Pacing yourself means don't go faster than my counting. Every single kick should be optimal. Every single kick should be perfect.
At this point now at boot camp, everybody is very, very talented. Now just trying to find who has the most of everything that we're looking for. It gets more and more difficult every single practice that we have.
We are planning on making the announcement on Saturday. Could change, but probably not. Okay, we're almost there, ladies. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Bye, Tracy.
Bye,
guys. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thanks a lot.
As you know, there will be 34 women who make the team today. We have a lot of talent in this room. I wish I could pick all of you. And I know probably many of you don't believe that, but I simply can't. You know, just being here right now puts you in a class above the rest. So be proud. You're really, really great. And today's a hard day for me. I'm very, very proud of all of you. And I implore you, if you've made it this far, I really hope to see you in this room next year, okay? Because, man, you're awesome.
See you in a little bit, okay?
Today is the last day of boot camp. So I'm really looking forward to what the outcome is because we're going to find out soon.
I'm trying to stay positive because regardless of what happens, there's always something better or there's a bigger plan for us.
I felt great. I feel like I gave 150%. I couldn't have done anything more. So it feels good. I left it all out there.
Did I come back soon enough for you?
Yes, I tried to hurry. So I'm going to call the names. I'm going to start with the promo squad, and then I'm going to start with the dance team. In no particular order, congratulations to Kamari Farrar.
Ashley Burke.
I cried a lot when I heard Tracy call my name. I was so excited to hear that. I don't know, that feeling is just something that you'll continue to like live over and over.
Jenna Cludia.
The outcome was I'm a New England Patriots cheerleader. I'm a 2017 Patriots cheerleader, which means I'm now a vet, not a rookie.
For our dance team, first line captain, no surprise, little Kayla Brunson.
I got captain this year for the first time. This is my third season, so I'm really excited and just thankful to be back on the team and have another year out on Gillette Stadium. I guess, like, you just sit there and you prepare for the race and you're not expecting it, so when you actually hear it, it's just, like, an unreal moment. I've been looking out the window all day, thinking about how badly I want it. So it was just like the best moment.
Isabella Tropiano.
Congratulations. Good job.
And the last Patriots cheerleader for 2017, Tiffany Sweeney.
You know, I feel disappointed, but I do feel relieved that I know my fate now. And I'm excited to just move on to the next chapter.
Ladies, thank you, and I hope to see you in the process next year. Nice work. Thank you. If I can have the four captains please set up the group photo. I'm looking forward to working with a lot of very well-established veterans and a fresh group of rookies. This boot camp showed me that there's a lot of unity in this group of women.
All right, so shorties are going to be in the front.
And obviously, with unity comes a successful team.
It's the start of a new beginning every year, and, you know, I can't wait to get started with this group. They really are excited, and I'm just excited to be a part of this new year with them.